From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi addresses a joint meeting of the U.S. Congress. In a speech, Mr. Modi called for a closer relationship between India and the U.S., particularly when it comes to fighting terrorism.
Let us work together to convert shared ideals into practical cooperation. There can be no doubt that in advancing this relationship, both nations stand to gain.
Mr. Modi's trip to the U.S. is an attempt to strengthen the growing relationship between the two countries. At least two gunmen opened fire in a marketplace Wednesday in Tel Aviv near the Israeli Defense Ministry, killing three people and wounding at least six. Police say two gunmen were neutralized with one shot. Israeli police are calling it a terrorist attack. They are combing the area for bombs. No claim of responsibility. A suicide bomber blew up his car outside a police headquarters near Turkey's border with Syria. Officials say four people were killed by the blast in the town of Midyat in Kurdish-majority Mardin province. At least 30 people were wounded. Afghan police say insurgents abducted 47 passengers from a bus in Kunduz province in northern Afghanistan Wednesday morning. A provincial police chief says security forces rescued a few of the hostages and then began planning an operation to release them. A Nigerian rebel group has rejected the government's offer of talks to end pipeline attacks. Those attacks have been disrupting the country's oil production. A group known as the Niger Delta Avengers says it is not negotiating with any government committee. This is VOA News. As Hillary Clinton basks in the glory of gaining enough votes to get the Democratic presidential nomination, she and Democratic rival Bernie Sanders inched closer to what party loyalists hope will be a period of amicable reconciliation. Clinton claimed her party's nomination after primary election victories in California, New Jersey, New Mexico, and South Dakota. Sanders won North Dakota and Montana's primaries. President Barack Obama called both Democratic candidates Tuesday, congratulating Clinton and thanking Sanders for mobilizing millions of voters. Four people were reported killed when police in Papua New Guinea opened fire during a protest in the capital Port Moresby. The South Pacific country's parliament has been told the violence took place during a demonstration by students. Phil Mercer reports.
Protesters say the police in Papua New Guinea fired shots directly into the crowd during a rally over alleged government corruption. The violence reportedly took place when officers tried to arrest the president of a student council. Thousands of students at the University of Papua New Guinea have been protesting and boycotting classes for several weeks amid growing political unrest in the South Pacific nation. Following Wednesday's disturbances, rioting and looting was reported in Port Moresby. Phil Mercer, Sydney.
UN investigators are accusing the Eritrean government of a quarter century of widespread and systematic human rights violations. A report released by the UN Commission of Inquiry on Human Rights in Eritrea says the violations amount to crimes against humanity. The commissioners call Eritrea an authoritarian state with no independent judiciary, national assembly, or democratic institutions. A UN whistleblower who was suspended for leaking confidential reports alleging sexual abuse by peacekeepers in Africa has resigned over what he says is the organization's failure to hold senior officials accountable. While serving as the director of field operations for the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights, Anders Kompass leaked a confidential UN report to French authorities alleging that 14 French soldiers assigned to a peacekeeping force in the Central African Republic sexually abused a number of children between the ages of 8 and 15. He was suspended for releasing the report that contained the names of several of the children. Piles of uncollected trash are growing in the streets of France as a new wave of strikes cripples some essential services. Growing mounds of garbage could be seen across the French capital as an industrial action launched by the country's CGT trade union says four out of the six garages housing garbage trucks have been blocked.
That's the latest world news from VOA.